At Houston's George Bush Airport, security lines snake three stories, underground, even outside, created by a severe TSA staffing shortage.
We've been waiting here since like 2 hours, and we lost our flight already.
On Capitol Hill today, the acting head of TSA issued this warning.
The longer this shutdown goes on and more missed paychecks, we are really putting ourselves and our workforce in a perilous situation.
Over the past 6 months, TSA has gone without funding for 85 days and counting. That means TSA officers have gone without an on-time paycheck almost every other day. More than 480 officers have quit during the latest DHS shutdown. Yesterday, over 3,100 called out nationwide, pushing the call-out rate above 11%. In Houston, the numbers were even higher, nearly 40% calling out at George Bush Airport, where TSA is operating only about a third of its lanes, leading to lines like this one.
Holding the public and the nation's security hostage is totally unacceptable.
You're not angry with TSA workers who aren't showing up?
No. I sympathize with the fact they've got to feed their families and take care of business.
On Wednesday, Senate Democrats issued a new counterproposal on a deal to end the 40-day impasse.
Just have a vote. Republicans should let us vote and go along with paying TSA.
But Republicans immediately poured cold water on the offer.
I don't believe in holding TSA hostage because the Democrats hate ICE. I think that's wrong. We should open up TSA right now. But nor am I willing to cut ICE.